just in towns like Narrabri, Moree, Gunnedah, towns that size, we lose two full coach loads of quality young people every year. 80% never return. It's unsustainable.
They're obviously going away to further their education. Isn't that good for the region?
Oh, absolutely. But we spent 2 years, 3 years interviewing these young people, asking why they're going away. They gave us two points. Why do you leave? Firstly, further education available locally. We're not talking about 100 k's, 300 k's away. We're talking locally. Secondly, they're telling us that there's a lack of commitment by employers early. Employers start looking for young people at the end of year 12. They've already had 2 years of their electives. They choose their electives at the end of year 10 and going into year 11. Employers are leaving it too late. We're going back to the future, really. 15 going into year 11, they get the opportunity to be employed one day a week. We're not talking work experience, we're talking part of the team. Mostly, that employer will commit to keeping them after school while allowing them to go on to further education while working, while in their own town, being supported by family.
So the employer gives the student a commitment. Does the student have to give one back?
Oh, absolutely. And why wouldn't they? And we're finding that we link the parents up in the beginning too with this. And of course, that's a load off the parents' shoulders, isn't it? When you're talking about paying for further education and what are we going to do? We've got good partnerships with UNE. We've got good partnerships with Tokel Ag College, where we can get students through to their diploma, advanced diploma, and on to degree.
So just confirm for me, so that's at school, that's by still studying at school but still getting experience in an industry focus where they're gaining points to a certificate of some sort.
That's exactly right. We can bring students out with a Cert 2, but what's happening at the moment, ADCAP students are actually, most of them are coming out with a Certificate 3 in rural operations.
What does that give them?
That gives them a high level of education when they're coming out of school in that particular subject. But more than that, it gives them a step up into the next level, which is Certificate 4, and then on to diploma and advanced diploma and degree if they so wish. So they're coming out of school more highly trained, more skills, more dirt under the fingernails. They've had 2 years of work with that particular employer. If they so wish, they can go on to their Certificate 4 and diploma and degree while still being employed with that same employer.
How do you sell the process to employers and industry?
Very easy, because we were finding that employers were saying to us, we can't get good people. And we said, well, why can't you? And they said, well, they're not there. They're not responding to us. And we said, we think you're looking at a bit late. We think you need to book them up a bit earlier, even probably the beginning of year 10, and that early, and interview them. And think about taking them on as a school-based trainee. What we're finding is we're having huge success rates in this, because our young people are growing with the business. So they're not work experience kids. They're part of the business. Most of them find that they work weekends in that business. What that means to the employer is by the time that student leaves school 2 years later, they're 2 years down the track trained within that organisation, and they know the drill.
How far is this going to be rolled out, this program?
As I said, it was a pilot in this Northern Inland region. Already, we're setting it up in down the Riverina region. My belief is that we set it up in such a way that go Australia-wide. That's what we're hoping. We set it up so that ADCAP could be adapted all around Australia. We think country towns all around Australia have the same issue of loss. The ones getting on the bus are telling us they don't want to go.
There's Russell Stewart, Chair, Regional Development Australia Northern Inland, speaking about ADCAP. 17-year-old Tommy Chesterfield is taking part in the school-based program. A student at Peel High School in Tamworth, Tommy works on a farm 2 days a week.
Yeah, that's called a school-based traineeship, or apprenticeship as people may call it. The school come together with the workplace of my choice, and we work between the school hours on that. You do 3 days at school. I currently attend Peel High School, and you spend 3 days at school and 2 days on the farm work. Also, if you spend time on your weekends as well, so and full time during the holidays, like whenever you're called up, you just work. Yeah.
So you learn stuff at school and then you go to the farm and implement that.
Yeah, I'm not much of a theory person, but I know theory becomes before you practice. But it's always good to have the practice side of things in sticking your blood, and it's just good to do the best of both things. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what kind of things do you do on the farm?
Right through from driving tractor to shifting feed bins, shearing, drafting, drenching, all sorts of things. All things to do with farmland.
So where would you like this to lead you?
To tell you the truth, I'd really like to be stock and station agent with, also has a couple hundred acres just to grow a few fat lambs and a bit of cattle and a good little bit of pasture here.
Were you concerned at all about leaving school for 5 days a week?
Not at all. I never liked school as a kid. I've struggled a bit in my school years, but Mum and Dad have got on, like, helped me out, and I've been quite successful in the last couple of years. So I'm quite happy to experience the school-based traineeship, and hopefully it goes ahead well.
Do you want to give your employer a plug?
Yeah, Daniel McCulloch, you're a great bloke. Keep selling those houses and properties, and you might sell me one in a couple of years' time.
All the best.
Thank you.
So Daniel McCulloch, work with Davidson Cameron in Tamworth.
Daniel, I've met Tommy Chesterfield. He has good things to say about working with you. Why take on a trainee from a high school?
I believe that, like, teaching young people and trying to get people back into agriculture is a very good thing. Like, you see a lot of especially in the bigger corporate end of the rural Australia has been taking over by overseas and bigger companies, and it's just good to have the skills, and try and promote, you know, young kids back on the land.
So what does your business have to gain by allowing Tommy to do some work for you?
Well, I suppose it's a learning curve. Like, you've got to take the time to teach the young fellas on what to do. It's just like doing an apprenticeship, I suppose. What we gain out of it, like any apprenticeship, we hope to gain a bit of work out of them, and in return for teaching them some skills.
And are you happy with the way it's all working out, how our CAP is coordinated?
Yes, no, it's been good. Every step of the way, they've done more than they can to help and get us lined up. So it's been great.
And Daniel, how is Tommy going?
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, he's going well, learning, and doing a great job.